I think it was Wednesday morning. I was at the Zocha to Daven at the Kotel, and a holy man comes into one of those small, you know, like the tunnel area in the Kotel. Right before you get closer to the Kotel itself, there's a small, like cavernous area, and he says, "Nu nosim la tzadik." Nosim l'uman, Rosh Hashanah, uman Rosh Hashanah. So I'm going to tell you what I think. Be'ezer Hashem. But before I do that, I want to share with you the essence of some of the things I'd like you to think about going into the Yom Nora V'Oyom, a Yom Adin, but at the same time a day of tremendous simcha. The Rosh Kolo of Miller Shlita pointed out that the Gemara Megillah says that Parshas Kisavo is supposed to fall out right before Rosh Hashanah. There are two Tochachas. One's supposed to fall out right before Shavuos, and the other is supposed in Bechukosai, and the other is supposed to fall out right before Rosh Hashanah. And Rav Miller Shlita pointed out that the Torah, when it describes in the Tochacha, not listening, L'dvar Hashem, is in lo sishmu bikoli. Every single refrain is lo shama bikoli, im tishbum bikoli, prior. Everything is listening to call, my voice. And in Parshas Bechukosai, that word's not mentioned. The word call is not mentioned, the same refrain, im lo sishmu, but there it says im lo sishmu li, but it doesn't say the call. So question number one is why, and Rav Miller Shlita thought that there was a connection between the Parshas Kisavo and the emphasis of the word kol. Number two, the essence of the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. Tiku lufanai shofros kedei shetam lichuni aleichem. Blow the shofar and coronate me as your king. Question number two, a very famous question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us to coronate him? God needs us to make him king. He's king, whether we like it or whether we don't. We're pulled out of the womb against our will, and then after 120, we're put back to the earth against our will. And God is going to be the king before. He was the king before, he's the king during, and he's the king after. So what does God need us to coronate him as a melech? Rabbi Yisrael Salanter had another question. Rosh Hashanah is not only coronating God, but Rosh Hashanah is also the first day of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. If I was thinking about the process of Tshuva, Rabbi Yisrael asked, shouldn't we first go through the appropriate Tshuva to make ourselves ra'ui, capable of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu appropriately? We're going to start out as little babies on Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And that's when we coronate God? Ask Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the order should be the opposite. Rosh Hashanah should be the pinnacle at the end of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. After we've gone through it, then we should be capable. My Rabbi Rav Nevin Sal Shlita said, the answer to Rabbi Yisrael's kasha must be that the first step of Tshuva, the most important step, is to realize how special we are. There are two things that are happening on Rosh Hashanah. God needs us, and we need Him. But God also needs us. God is not a melech on this world until we, His children, turn Him into king. God is omnipotent. And in those worlds, God's Shekhinah in the upper worlds, we don't affect it. But how much godliness there is in this world is dependent on us. The Nevi'im Shachaim writes, we've quoted this often, that the Pasuk even says, Tzur Yilad Chateshi, the Kaviyachal, as if we can weaken God's presence in this world. How do you weaken God's presence in this world? The answer is that when we bring godliness into the world, we create God's presence in this world. And for God to be a king in this world, that's dependent on you and I. And that, my Rebbe said, is the most important first step to tshuva. The most important step of a lasting tshuva is when a person doesn't look at themselves as meaningless, but is extremely, extremely important. That every single thing that we do is a difference of whether there's going to be goodness or, God forbid, the opposite in the world. That's why Rosh Hashanah is first. That's why Tikul Lefanai Shofros Kadesha Tam Lichuni Aleichem, without us coronating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing of godliness in this world. It's dependent on us. And that is the deeper theme of Rosh Hashanah as well. What's the bracha that we make on the shofar? Lishmoa kol shofar. To hear the cry of the shofar. We should say just lishmoa shofar. What's this word kol? Which is the same word that Rav Miller noticed is unique in the parsha preceding Rosh Hashanah. Im lo sishmu bekayli, im tishmu bekayli. Let's talk about what a kol is. What is the definition of the word kol? I mentioned to Talmidim in the past that the Vilna Gaon points out that after all of the bakashos, everything we ask for in Shmoneh Esrei, there's one last thing. We say slach lanu, parnasa, health. The last bakasha is shma kolenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hear our cry. Rav Soloveitchik described that the shofar on Purim is these are his words, is the inarticulate cry of man, of the, not only man, he didn't use the word man, of the neshama. At the end of every single set of supplications, when we pray, then we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I used words, and now there's something deeper that comes out. And that's the cry of the neshama, shma kolenu. Chassidim like to tell a legend. This is not only in the world of the Gra, in the world of Chassidus and Baal Shem Tov. They say that there was once Yom HaKippurim, and the Baal Shem Tov was in a somber mood, and he was leading the tzibur and davening, and all of a sudden he was silent. Around the Ne'ilah time, for 10 minutes he was just quiet. And the Chassidim previously saw that the Baal Shem Tov was really struggling with something deep, struggling up with something upstairs in the Shemayim. And then he was silent for 10 minutes. And then he started off with a tremendous joy. The Chassidim asked him, Rebbe, what changed? And he said, you didn't realize? There was a peasant boy that walked in the back of the room. And that peasant boy never got past first or second grade. And all he was able to learn was learn the Aleph Beis. And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't daven, but I'm going to say the letters of the Aleph Beis, and you put those letters together for me for a tefillah. Said the Baal Shem Tov, our hecher tefillahs, our high kavanos, they were nothing compared to the tefillah of that poor peasant boy. That's what the Gro is saying as well. L'shmoa, shma koleinu. When we cry out at the end of tefillah, that's beyond words. The realization that there's something that's inside of us, a koach, a power that's inside of us that we haven't even tapped into. And that is what we're blowing on Rosh Hashanah. That's a lishmoa kol shofar. The kol shofar is at the day that we commemorate the making of the world, and particularly man. That's the day that man is created. What does man start with? Something so basic, and that is his kol. And where is the shofar blown from? From man's neshama. Vayipach ta'apov nishmas chayim. We go back to our original source, our original koach. And that's the kol that precedes Rosh Hashanah in Parshas Kisavo. Rabosai, our avoda on Rosh Hashanah is to appreciate that there's so much more inside of us. There's so much more that exists that we never dreamed we were capable of. I guarantee, Baruch Hashem, there are a lot of special Talmidim that are sitting in these chairs, most of them between the age of 19 and 25. Most of them closer to about 19. And if you, I'm not even talking about somebody reaching his potential. Most of you people have certain expectations in the trajectory of your life. Do you know that most of you have could go so much further than you ever thought that you could? And more than that, most of the Talmidim that I had, who are 19 and 20 years old, eventually they either went much further than they thought they could, or on a religious, on a spiritual level, they sunk much lower than they thought that they would. You're not going to stay in the same place. Because there's a struggle. And the struggle is a struggle between the guf, the body, and the neshama. And Rosh Hashanah is a time where a person can go much further than he ever thought that he can if he only accesses that right now. There are absolutely no preconceived notions. There's absolutely nothing that constrains us. We start entirely brand new as a pure neshama. Hayom haras olam. Rabosai, how lucky we are. How lucky we are, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, that we don't know how much kochos that we have and how lucky we are in the time and place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put us. Now I begin to talk about Yerushalayim versus Uman on Rosh Hashanah. Do you realize what a special moment that we are standing in Jewish history? The fact that you are sitting here today in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, the future and the past of Klal Yisrael, what your grandparents and great-grandparents would have given to be able to daven in Yerushalayim on Rosh Hashanah. How many of our ancestors died al Kiddush Hashem, dreaming that one day their descendants would be able to offer up a tefillah liyad kosel ha'maravid makom shashchina lo zaza misham. Rabbi Nachman, Zechusa Yagen Aleinu, the great tzaddik Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, who's buried in Uman. Do you know what age he died at? He died, I think, 36, 37, 38. You know why he died so young? Because he killed himself to come here for a few days. He died, if I'm not mistaken, of tuberculosis. He died a short time after he came to Eretz, returned from Eretz Yisrael. So people say, but Rabbi Nachman promises that if you go to Uman, so many haftachos. So first of all, I'm convinced that Rabbi Nachman was not talking about those who are able to come to Eretz Yisrael. What a special opportunity that they have. But more than that, Rabosai, what are Rabbi Nachman's promises? Their promises that you'll have parnasa. Their promises that you'll have health. At the end of the day, the greatest haftacha is for a person to come back to the shorish of his neshama, the source of his soul, and the soul of Klal Yisrael. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu. We're about to reach awesome, awesome days in which the potential is unlimited. This is the potential of Klal Yisrael right here. This is where the Yeshua is going to come from. The spiritual Yeshua. And so if Rabbi Nachman's going to promise me all great things by going to Uman in the physical world, there's nothing greater than the spiritual world of Yerushalayim. Nachzor la'avoda seinu. Let's go back to our avoda. What are you going to hear when the shofar is blown? You know, they say that there was a fellow who thought that his wife wasn't hearing very well. And he went to a friend of his who was an audiologist, and he said, you know, what do I do? He said, before you bring her into the office, just, you know, I have a simple thing you could do at home. He says, when you're 30 feet away, say, honey, what's for supper? And if she doesn't hear you, go 20 feet closer. If she doesn't hear you, go 10 feet closer and 5 feet closer. He says, if you've already gotten to 5 feet, then you got to bring her in, then she's got a hearing problem. So he does it 30 feet, doesn't work 20 feet, she doesn't hear him. Five feet, she still doesn't hear him. Now he knows he has to bring her, but he's curious. So he goes 3 feet close, says, "Honey," screaming, he's right behind her. "Honey, what's for supper?" She turns around and she says, "My dear husband, I told you 10 times, chicken." Rabosai. There are two people who are going to be blowing the listening to the shofar. There's one who's going to be, maybe three people, let's talk about. One of them is going to be entirely just, you know, he's there, he's got to listen to it. There's another person who's going to be listening to whether the shofar has been blown correctly. And there's a third, and that third person is going to be hearing the sound of his neshama. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu, if you take the time out to hear the call of your neshama. Because a Rosh Hashanah is going to be born again. And the power that exists inside of you to create so much more than you ever believed all starts with your ability to get past the words and into that koach. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya to truly be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a melech. And I want to do something that we've never done before here in this classroom, and that is right before the next year, just to sing the words Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu.
Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu Matovim Goraleinu.
Yerushalayim Rosh Hashanah, Yerushalayim Rosh Hashanah, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, Manayim Goraleinu, So much in your neshama, you go so far.
Thank you.